The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Oh, my goodness. If my crew only knew, we've never played this song on this station, especially as a lead-in, and I'm not going to digress too much, but this is one of those songs in my previous incarnation in radio I would never, ever play in a million years. But you know what? Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Now we do, yeah. Hey, how are you? Goodness gracious. I do pray you and yours are well and that you are navigating through these difficult times, keeping your eyes on the Lord. We're here every afternoon, and I try to impart a hopeful word, not mine but His, and how we are to keep our eyes on the Lord. Scripture is filled with promises how we will get through this. And I just, for a moment, let me just share with you a scripture that's really been on my mind and in my heart. By the way, before I do that, for our impact segment, if you're just tuning in, I thought we would maybe try to carry over something we did in the previous hour. And it's just throwing a simple question out to you. Lord willing, this will be over soon. And when it is, what are you most looking forward to? That's it. One question, very simple. Maybe you've spent a lot of time thinking about it. Maybe it's hard to even go there because this, maybe it's one of many things you're looking forward to. But I would love to see how you would respond to this. For this impact segment only, we've got other things to get to. Later in the hour, we'll hear a prayer from one of our KKLA families of ministry here on this radio station. Another radio ministry, a man we know and love quite well, is in the news. And much more. But we've got a couple open lines, 888-528-2557. What are you most looking forward to? We'll take your calls in a moment. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Obviously, the situation is serious. And yet, if I may be so bold to speak for some of you, I think a lot of the battle is in our minds and how fear may wash over you. Or when we think of things that are beyond our control, and yet we spend time in kind of a circular way that our thought process tracks. You know, our reptilian brain wants to keep us safe, and sometimes we've got these thought tracks that are learned experiences that may or may not have much to do with the truth. Sometimes we dwell on worst case scenarios, right? But we are called to take every thought captive. And so please be mindful, protect yourself, protect your heart, limit your media intake. Spend time in God's Word. My goodness, we don't really have many excuses anymore, right? We're not so busy or distracted. And in kind of a lighter fashion, what are you most looking forward to? Let's talk. Let's have some laughs. Let's dream a little bit, if you will. 888-528-2557. Bill in Los Angeles. Bill, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, how are you today?
Bill, I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm just really looking forward to getting out. I've been mostly sheltering in place, except for a few walks here and there and occasionally going to the store. But I'd like to, you know, I'm looking forward to getting together with people again, friends, and, you know, getting out to movies and restaurants, maybe a ball game. I mean, it would be great to just get together with people again, you know, so that'd be fantastic.
It sounds great, and I personally look forward to maybe spending time with you at Man Camp or one of our events. I consider you a close friend and appreciate you a great deal, Bill.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, same here. I really had great times at all of those places with my friends and meeting new people, and some of the guys from Man Camp I still keep in touch with, and we're still texting each other. Matter of fact, I'll have to text them today.
Beautiful. Well, of the things we are most looking forward to, obviously human interaction and connection is of the essence. And I appreciate your call, and I love you very much. And maybe we'll take a movie sometime, huh?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Right back at you, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, there was a time when I used to go to movies all of the time. And now, more out of the realities of schedule, I just don't do that. Last movie I saw was 1917, one of the most powerful movies I've ever, ever seen in my life. Juliana in Whittier, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. What are you most looking forward to, Juliana?
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
What I'm most looking forward to is going to church.
What church do you go to, if I may be personal and ask?
ALFC in Rancho Cucamonga.
Uh-huh. And what do you, well, I don't want to say miss most about church, just the whole interaction, the whole fellowship, just getting in church, right?
Right, yeah. It's I guess we don't realize how great it is to be able to go to church, and I really miss, I watch it online, but I really miss just being there and the feeling of walking into the sanctuary and, you know, just being surrounded by like-minded people.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Lord willing, and let us hope and pray that will be a day very soon. Juliana, thank you. I keep looking at the calendar in the air studio and I just see Easter on the 12th. And I think, my goodness, it's just like 10 days away. Celebrate our risen Savior. My goodness. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. Melanie in Los Angeles. Melanie, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
How you doing? God bless you, brother.
You too. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Praise God. Beautiful day. God's given us another day of life, breathing life into us this morning. So I wish God's best for you. And I'm looking forward to, I'm in the financial sector in real estate. I'm an escrow officer. And I'm looking forward to seeing my clients again. I mean, everybody is, and these days, this day and age, everybody is right now, having to stay home, and I totally understand all that, but I'm looking forward to seeing all of them, and mostly the jobs, people that have lost their jobs or are on temporary furlough. I pray that God, that this market comes back, and everyone gets their jobs back. A lot of businesses, that are closing, and hopefully everyone helping out, especially the small businesses. So I'm looking forward to seeing that coming to, back to its, normalcy or actually flourish, So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Melanie, thank you. I know many of us affirm what you shared in your sentiments for sure. We think about the economy and how it's taking a hit now and getting back to work. And we hear some of the projections about the economy will really be a big boom again, but we just hope and pray that soon. How about you? We have a line open only for our impact segment. What are you most looking forward to when this is all said and done? Napoleon in Covina. Napoleon, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, brother?
All right. Everything is good, man. I wanted to call to just share with you for a brief moment on, you know, what I'm really looking forward to. And that's my testimony. Because the line of work in which I do, I'm the driver for the city of L.A., and I deliver mail for the city throughout a lot of divisions and departments and what have you. And I see the panic and the concern through a lot of people, but God has used me to use me as a platform. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I go around sharing, as the Word of God teaches us, that, you know, surely all things shall come to pass. Mm-hmm. And people are asking me why I'm not worried and why I'm not gloved up and why I don't have the mask on, in which I do at different places in which I go to, because they make us, like when I go to our LAPD departments, we have to take a temperature and things of that nature. But just inspiring other people to have faith in God. And then those that are lack of faith, I have also the opportunity to share with them that one day I'll be able to come back and tell you, I told you so, because our God is in control. And I thank him for every day that we have life, even though we may be going through what it is that we're going through. But we're children of God, you know, and we're protected just as well as others don't even believe. They don't even know that they're protected. But just through my sharing with them is just, it's awesome. And I really appreciate what it is I'm going through in this phase in life.
My goodness. My goodness. Napoleon, thank you for sharing. And yeah, we'll celebrate that day when you can start making the rounds and kind of tell them, I told you so. Amen to that. You know, one other thought I had, and we'll continue with calls. When I had this last night, pondering the idea of asking the question, what are you most looking forward to? I almost pulled back on it because it's a kind notion, but right now we're in the middle of what we're in the middle of. And we don't know, right? But I also think that what we can most look forward to are all of the things that we took for granted. The simple things. Just the very simple things. Going outside and not even thinking twice about, you know, oh my goodness, is it okay to take a deep breath, or having a meal? I mean, just all of those simple things, spending time with the family. I pray we never go back to that, where we take so much for granted. And Napoleon's call kind of reminds me every morning, just wake up and be grateful. We have another day, right? Thank you for waking me up, Lord. Which is the way we are supposed to be living our days now, and yet some of us, we get locked into, you know, the ways of the world and what we are confronted with. But this is really God's will be done. And yet it's caused me to take pause and repent of a lot of stuff in my life. So much me, not enough him. So many times where I live with my wants, my needs, right? And just take a moment and just say, thank you, Lord, for everything, all the blessings. We have so many blessings, so much to be grateful for. And yet, because we're humans and we tend to resonate towards sin, we tend to be self-absorbed and self-centered, and it seems like there's always something, right? Something that's missing. Really, the only one truly thing that's missing is a relationship with Jesus if you don't have that. Everything else is meaningless, and I mean that. 888-528-2557. Susan in Whittier. Susan, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Well, this July, I was planning on traveling back east to Baltimore. I have an identical twin sister, and I have four older siblings. So they're all kind of getting up in age, but we were going to be celebrating our 70th birthday together. So I try to travel back there at least once a year, but I'm really hoping that this July will open up for me to do that with the family. So fortunately, my twin sister and I were both saved when we were 25, so we've walked with the Lord for many years, and it's been really a blessing having her in my life. So.
Well, you and your twin sister have walked with the Lord for about 4 years. You sound like you're 29.
You're sweet. Thank you.
When was the last time you saw your twin sister?
I saw her last October. Mm. So, you know, we went up to the mountains together with a family gathering. Mm. And, you know, my oldest brother's 83. And so all my brothers and other sister, they're all on the East Coast, and they're partners. So, you know, hopefully the Lord will just preserve us through this crisis, and I'll get to see them again, you know.
We will pray. That is His will for sure. Susan, thank you for the call. Jim in Palmdale. Jim, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the day when the Lord calls us all home.
Wow.
Which will be coming soon someday.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure. But I'm looking forward to that, because that is the next thing on the agenda for all of us. And I'm excited about that. I think with all this coronavirus and all that there, I still would like to not have to worry about all that, be with the Lord.
Yeah. Wow. Jim, thank you for that reminder. I think that's something we all need to hold close. Reminds me of a call I took a couple of weeks ago from a man named Stuart, who I never have talked to before. Stuart, if you're listening, I hope and pray we can have another conversation soon enough. If you didn't hear the call, Stuart shared this. I think this was maybe about 2 weeks ago. Stuart, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you okay?
Yep. Is Frank there?
I'm right here. You're on the air with me. This is Frank.
Oh, I'm on the air with you right now.
You sure are.
First of all, I want to admire you for your stand. Not too many people in the radio business have got the guts that you've got. But I just wanted to say, where I found my peace was in 2 Timothy 1:7.
Oh, yeah.
God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I'm 98 years old, and I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. And also, if you would open the Bible and read Psalm 2, you'll see a beautiful picture of today.
Stuart, I am, let me jump back in, trying to get your, you know what, together. Trying to get it together there, brother. Take a deep breath, Frank. What a powerful call. My goodness. Love you, Stuart. Thank you for calling. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. What are you most looking forward to? Daniel in Torrance. Daniel, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. Just want to say I love you, man. I get to work every day listening to your show.
Thank you.
And, and right now, I'm a Christian of 3 years, born and again, you know what I mean, saved. Right now, I just think that I want to share scripture real quick, Ephesians 12:13. That's the whole story. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey His commandments, for this is everyone's duty. And I just think that when this all passes, for me personally, I'm going to walk as Christ walked. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do better. I'm going to reach many. Like, I'm going to do what I was called to do, you know.
How did you get saved?
I was, I go to Peace Apostolic Church in Carson, California.
Mm-hmm.
I got baptized in water. I received the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues for about an hour and a half, cried like a newborn baby. And this was in April 2018. What brought me to church is I used to do heavy weightlifting, and I was on that big high horse. And I got humbled. I ended up tearing my shoulder, and that brought me to God. Mm. Like, I was always egotistical, and I just had to surrender. Father. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to any of our KMG events?
No, I haven't. I have family that go to Ebenezer in Carson.
That would be
Yeah,
that would be the Canales brothers.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful church. Yeah, you're in good hands with the Canales brothers, whether it's Koba or Josh or Frank. God bless you, Daniel. Thank you for calling. You know, I imagine so many of you are maybe not on the road, and we just remind you, and we thank you for listening to this radio station. If you have not downloaded our smartphone app or Android, you can do that. Obviously, download the KKLA app. I have a day or two ago, I had a guy in Tupelo, Mississippi email me saying, hey, I just found you on, I don't know what website, right? There's so many different ways that you can access this program, but download our smartphone app, or if you're at home, maybe some of you have that hot setup with the Amazon or Google Home speakers. Obviously, we're on every afternoon from 3 to 5, and we are so grateful to continue to share God's truth to you each and every day. If we can do anything for you, help you in any way, do not hesitate to reach out to us. And for me specifically, you know you're always welcome to either call the program or email me at franksontag@kkla.com. When we continue, one of our pastors is in the news. Also, at the end of the program, we will close with an important prayer. And in between then and now, your calls are always welcome. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. You know, one of the many things I love about radio is sometimes you get to work with people you really have a good time with, and they're very good at what they do. I probably, if I'm here one more day or another 10 years, the biggest laugh I've had up until now is the Eye of the Tiger thing now. Because every time I look in the studio, Wilbert's looking at me, and I see Zach back there. And I know there's a little more to the story than meets the eye. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we played Eye of the Tiger as a bumper. And it's just a song I'm not a fan of. I'll just leave it at that. But we have a good laugh now. And, this is a very interesting medium. Radio is very interesting. And I would have never thought in a zillion years I'd ever spend time in radio, let alone now I've been doing it for 34 years. No aspirations, no interest in being in the public forum or doing talk radio, although I did kind of get the bug years ago when I was interning for a talk show host, and it kind of seemed like, wow, I could do that. Yeah, it's a whole nother deal from the outside looking in versus when you're actually in the chair. This is not something that is to be taken lightly. And yet I do know God has a purpose and plan for my life. And if he has me behind this microphone for another moment, I just want to be really clear. Jesus is Lord. I think of my younger years, or not so younger years. Never would I have thought in all that time I'd ever become a follower of Jesus. And you may be listening right now, and you're like, yep, check that box. I'll never be a follower of Jesus. Well, I was 54. I was up last night, couldn't sleep. I was on YouTube, of all things. I typed in my name just for the heck of it, and one of the first videos that popped up was Pastor Greg Laurie, who had me at Harvest. It was, I think, 2014, sharing a bit of my testimony. And I just looked at that thinking, God really does have a purpose and plan for your life. I mean, Jesus is my life. He's everything to me. It gives life meaning. I mean, I don't want to go too long here other than if you don't know him, I just ask you to be honest with yourself, really honest with yourself, which is one of the most difficult things to do because we could all be very self-deluding. But to just be honest with yourself, is there not something missing? Or maybe you've been going so fast, you've just been running from it. I've heard a lot of testimonies from men and women that say they spent a lot of years of their lives running from God. We're in a season right now where it's not so easy to be running from God. And all I ask is for you to consider inviting him into your life. You may not even believe in Jesus. But you need to do it with an honest heart. Years ago when I had this inclination to despise people that were followers of Christ, I used to mock him on my radio program. I know that it's real easy to just say, I've got it. My thoughts, my will, my intellect. I remember one of the first things I experienced after I became a follower of Jesus. The internet was just kind of going, and I had posted on my website, I am now a follower of Jesus Christ. I am nothing without him. And the response was shocking. The anger. Some even said they were betrayed. But I'll never forget one from a guy named Jeff. Ironically enough, I remember him like it was yesterday. He said, don't say you're nothing without him because we are all we have. My ability to deduce things, my intellect, it's all I have. And then I dropped a little Proverbs 3:5-6 on him, right? Don't rely on your own understanding, which is so counterintuitive to the way we think we're wired. So I just ask you very kindly and gently, is there not something missing in your life? That little, maybe it's just a little void that you stopped down long enough, or maybe for some of you, you are so tired, maybe tired of just being tired. The Bible talks about Jesus says, come to me. My yoke is light. I will give you rest. And these aren't just words. These are promises. To go through this life just relying on yourself and, oh my goodness. When you give up that burden, when you in your will, because that's what real love is, right? To love someone isn't to coerce them or force them into loving you. It's saying, you know, look, I love you and come on down, if you will. But you have to be willing to go, okay, I'm in. That's how Jesus is. And once you're in, once you realize that we are nothing without him, he makes everything new. It's beyond words. It's beyond my ability to articulate what will happen to your life. And right now, there are many of you listening where you may even say you know him and have a relationship with him, and you're facing this pandemic and this vibe of fear and a lot of other things. And we had Pastor Jack Graham on last hour. He said this is kind of a season of loss. Maybe you're experiencing loss in many different ways. The Bible says Jesus is right there with us. He will never leave us alone. He's with us through this all. And if I'm remembered for anything on this program, again, we never know the Lord's plan. I may be here for another 30 years. I don't know. But I just hope and pray that you'll remember that I said Jesus is Lord. Make him your Lord too. I promise you, you'll never be the same. And to give him glory and to recognize all of the gifts that he's given you in your life, and that this life is so quick, and yet eternity is forever, and he hung on a cross for us to reconcile you with our Heavenly Father forever and ever so we can worship him and live joyously. I got a text a little while ago from my good brother Daryl Strawberry about another issue, but I hear D. Straw in my head saying, don't rely on earthly things. Don't get so close to earthly possessions. God's got a greater plan for your life. And if I can help you with that at all, share more about that, call the program, email me. Jesus is my everything, and I just love the opportunity to talk about him. He's what this life is about. And life eternal, needless to say. All right, we're going to break in a moment. I've got a few callers that have been on hold for the previous what are you looking most looking forward to? And I was going to transition out, but Arnold, Al, and it looks like Dan are, they're still on hold, so let's take them. Arnold in Menifee. Arnold, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Blessings to you and the radio family.
Thank you.
Well, what I'm looking forward to, well, first of all, I'm a driver. I drive for a grocery company, so I'm seeing all this craziness going around and people panicking. But what I am, what I'm really looking forward to is I have an older brother that's been battling cancer, and with all what's going on, and, you know, I can't visit him because of what I do for a living, and don't want to get him sick, and because his immune system has really gone down because he's taking the chemo and radiation. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for the day where I can hold him and speak with him, because right now we just text because he's got some type of a throat cancer and he can't talk, so we just text, and it's really hard on all of us because we're really a close family, and I can't go visit him because of what I do for a living. I don't want to jeopardize his health because of wanting to see him. So
yeah, for sure, it's very important for us to be aware of, obviously, not compromising someone that their immune system is low. Arnold, thank you. I hope there is a time not too far from now you'll call back and this is behind us and you can talk about how you saw your brother and how wonderful that reunion was. Dan in Laverne. Dan, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dan.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Frank. My name is Dan Laverne, and I just want to say I really miss serving at church. I'm a minister, and I get communion at Mass at Catholic Church, and I just really miss seeing people's faces come up when they receive communion. Mm-hmm. And it's a blessing to do that, and missing people that come up. But when we get a chance to serve again, it's going to be really, really remarkable that God has still given us a chance to serve him. And all the people out there serving church, wherever you're Protestant, Catholic, or wherever you are, just be thankful and be grateful when you go back to serve God.
Yeah. Well said, Dan. Thank you. I know you've blessed many up until this point, and Lord willing, the blessings will begin again very soon. Dan, thank you for being patient. Thanks for calling. Al in Los Angeles, you are the last call for this segment. Al, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Frank. Among other things, want to get in touch with my son, who I have not met and who has a birthday coming up. it is a matter of not knowing what agency or phone number or how to go about it. I have never been in contact with him. He was born 57 years ago. And that would be my fondest wish, to get in touch with him if possible.
Now, is this something that's just come up since we've been all in this season that's very challenging, or is this something that has been on your heart more so? Why, when I say you're looking forward to this, is this, I mean, tell me more. I really want to know.
Okay. I had a birthday 2 months ago in February, my 80th birthday. So I'm trying to make things right.
Right.
And I'm trying to get in touch.
Yeah. Do you have an email address that you can send to me?
I don't. That's one of the things. That's an ambition that follows a little behind the initial ambition that I have to find and get in contact with my son if possible.
Yeah. But I'm asking if you can send me an email how I can get a hold of you, because I think I have somebody that can give you a hand on this.
Okay. Super. I don't have that. I use a friend and his capacities. I have no particular skills with the technology.
Got it. Well, have your friend reach out to me here at the station. You can go to kkla.com, or we can even, I'll have Zach take your information. So Al, be patient. We'll get you on the break here. 888-528-2557. By the way, if you don't know, my email address is franksontag@kkla.com. We have a weather check here. I don't know who gives me or who is our sponsor, but we'll hear from them in a moment. Sunshine tomorrow and Saturday. Highs near 70, overnight lows near 50, and then rain is in the forecast. And it's on and off. We've seen rain sometimes forecast for a week straight, and then it's like every other day. Looks like the rain may start Sunday, and we'll be here for a while. But tomorrow and Saturday, sunny skies, warm temperatures, highs near 70. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. We are blessed to spend every afternoon with you and yours. We are also blessed to have Pastor Greg Laurie on this radio station with A New Beginning and Harvest Riverside, Harvest Orange County. Pastor Greg's in the news, as is Harvest. They are now the third location in Riverside County that now have begun drive-through testing for COVID-19. There's three sites in Riverside, and the vice chair of the County Board of Supervisors there, Karen Spiegel, says Riverside County continues to offer more options for residents to get tested. This third drive-up location at Harvest Riverside, I believe, will ensure that those who have symptoms have options to get tested. I was on Harvest's site last night, and I know that they were going to do Harvest Boise in early May. I think it was May 1st. That's been temporarily postponed. We look forward to announcing on this program when that is rescheduled for sure. And we just thank all of the people at Harvest for all the wonderful work they do for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We also thank Pastor Ed Young, who is on weeknights at 10 p.m. with Winning Walk Radio here on KKLA. He's one of the many KKLA family of ministries, and I thought we would close with a prayer he shared recently.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are overwhelmed and in awe that any time, any place, any conditions, we can talk to you and listen to you. How marvelous that is, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for that beautiful privilege that in Jesus Christ we can go to you in this moment of extremity in our world and know that you're listening on tiptoe to every petition that we have. Father, we confess sin in our lives. We turn from all known sin in our lives. And we trust that you will heal many individuals, not only physically, but spiritually. In this moment of question and doubt and fear and mystery, oh, Heavenly Father, we look to you. Come and meet with us. Touch us deeply and profoundly. Protect us so that we can be used by you in your earthly kingdom as long as you give us life. Be with those who are ill, especially. Speak to those who are confused and give them clarity. Oh, Lord, may this be a time of a coming home to you such as the world has never seen. Stay close, Lord. I know you do, and I know you are. We love you. We praise you. Heal us, dear Heavenly Father, is our prayer in the name of the great physician, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Ed Young is pastor of Second Baptist Church in Houston, which is a very large church in the Houston area. And 10 p.m. weeknights here on KKLA, he has Winning Walk Radio. And we're grateful for him and his ministry and that prayer. By the way, we're going to leave on this note. If you are not a KKLA Rewards member, it's free. And we've started something called Two-A-Day Prize Giveaway. What does that mean? Well, you go to KKLA.com and become a Listener Reward Club member, which is just a registration thing. Take a moment. And each and every day, we're giving away prizes, two winners, special gift from our prize closet, and that's it. Just become a KKLA Rewards member. It's free at KKLA.com. And twice a day, we're going to make announcements and give away some goodies, things we have here. And that's one way of many ways we can say thank you for supporting our radio station. Lord willing, we will be back tomorrow. Between now and then, I do pray for you. And let us keep us all in prayer. If you do not know, every afternoon at 3 o'clock, we begin the program with prayer. And I've not scheduled anybody tomorrow. We had Pastor Jack Graham pray today. We had Pastor Josh Thompson yesterday. Tuesday, I begin the hour in prayer. And join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock for prayer and more of this radio program. In the interim, if we can serve you in any way, do not hesitate to reach me at franksontag@kkla.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.